with some of the brachas, and we're going to run a certain theme through the next few brachas that we're going to learn, okay? So you want to get a sitter in English? So there is some of it in. Okay. So we did last week Moda'ani, Adonai Olam, that the whole idea of tefillah is to... the whole idea of tefillah is to understand our relationship, personal relationship with Hashem. Because if there's no personal relationship, then there's no makom for tefillah. There's no personal tefillah, okay? So, maybe... Did they finish? Okay. So, now I want to go into the next couple of brachas. Before we start Birkas HaShachar, which is all the, you know, the brachas that we start here, but even just Poshut, I want to just go over the concept of Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, and then the brachas. Okay? So, the brach of Asher Yatzar, first of all, is, we'll see, people in the old days, one of the things that they would make fun of the maskilim, you know, the maskilim, when they made fun of the yidden, of the from people, one of the titles that they would call them is the Asher Yatzar Yidden. They're busy saying brachas when they go to the bathroom. Like you know, it's the maskilim. We're enlightened people, you know, relax. And just take care of business and go weiter. You know? And so one of the derogatory terms that were used against, you know, people that kept the Torah in the traditional way was the Asher Yatzar Yidden. So Rabbi Yeruchim writes in a certain place, he says that that was the biggest compliment that they could give us. And we'll see what that means exactly. But the idea of Asher Yatzar is going to explain why it's so fundamental to Yiddishkeit. It happens to be, it's a Birkas HaShvach, that happens to be Niskan to say it when you come out of the bathroom. But really, it's a bracha that's independent of that. It's really a bracha independent of going to... It's a Birkas HaShvach about... and we'll see what. Okay? But it's a Birkas HaShvach to the Ribono Shel Olam. And we say, we paskin, that together with Asher Yatzar, you're supposed to say L'kai Neshama, Shenasatabi. Okay? Now, the idea of these two brachas is, it's a shvach on our guf and our neshama. And the whole concept over here that we're talking about is that we believe in a guf together with a neshama. That the Ribono Shel Olam, everyone has a guf, but your guf is not the main thing. The guf is able to move, and the guf is able to accomplish, and the guf is able to do anything because we have a neshama, and the person's the combination, the guf and the neshama, that's the whole person's life, is that struggle. That the guf wants certain things, the neshama elevates the person, right? And eventually, the whole idea is that the neshama is, it can become tar from the guf, a person can make the ikar in their life, the neshama, and elevate the guf, that it's totally serving the neshama, as opposed to elevating the neshama, lowering the neshama, that's just totally serving the guf. Until the point that you could reach the dark like Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi's gufa went up to Shemayim, because he didn't have to separate. That death is at the point when the neshama goes up to Shemayim, but the guf is not elevated enough that the guf has to stay here. The neshama goes up. But the idea is that the whole struggle of life is that the neshama is pulling one way, the guf is pulling the other. And these two brachas emphasize this point. So, we start off and say, and I, Asher Yatzar. Elokai Neshama. So Elokai Neshama talks about your Neshama. And Asher Yatzar talks about your guf. But we'll see that Asher Yatzar doesn't just talk about your guf, and we'll explain why. Asher Yatzar, you understand, it says that a person that you read the English, it says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you are blessed Hashem, Asher Yatzar Asa Adam B'Chachma, you created man B'Chachma, with wisdom, uvaravayin, you created in man nekavim nekavim, right? Many openings, chalulim chalulim, cavities, goliv yadua lifnechisev, and it's clear in front of you. Shem yipaseach echad mehem, that if one thing which is supposed to be closed would open, or yisasim echad mehem, or one of the things which is closed is open closes, yefshal liskayim lamal lefanach, we wouldn't be able to stand before you. Baruch atah Hashem, roifei chol basar mafli lasis. Okay, now. First of all of a sudden about this we say mafli lasis. Hashem, you're a pella. You do pleiadic things. Mafli lasis. What's the mafli lasis? So the Ramah says that the mafli lasis is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can keep. The pella is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can keep something which is as tar as the neshama, as halig as the neshama, and trap it into a guf, and that it could stay, because that shidduch is a really bad shidduch, because the guf is pulls a person down, and the neshama is supposed to elevate you. But you see tzaddikim that their guf is like totally batal and mevatal. Rabban Leib Steinman, right? He eats half a morsel of chicken, you know, every other day, and like the goof is like meaningless. It's like, you know, totally not chal, not relevant. It was like not existent, basically. You know, by these people, the Chazanish, they ate purely to keep themselves alive, but like no one gnaw in the goof at all. Because the whole thing is a neshama. What are the neshama needed?
Even the with sleeping, many
right,
left.
And you only sleep whatever is necessary to sleep. So the fact that a neshama could be in a guf just shows you it's purely the neshama. So even though this is a physical bracha about the guf, so Rav Schwab asks Akasha that why do we start a share yatzar as ha'adam b'chachma? This chachma about going to the bathroom or whatever is true by behemoth also. Right? Share yatzar, everything. Everything is like that. Right? Everything's open, closed. So he says, because the point is not, we're not going to a museum and we're trying to thank Hashem that the chokhmah was that Hashem created a guf in such a way that it could hold a neshama and it could come to a tachlis. The point is that we're here for a mission and the guf is our vehicle that we use to get to the mission. So the animal doesn't have that mission. We're not here, it's not about the guf, it's about the fact that the guf is holding the neshama and the guf is holding the neshama together and it has a mission to accomplish. That's part of the shvach. So Asher Yotzer as Adam, he made the chachma. Uvarva nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. You built all this thing together, and the Beis Yosef says that part of it is that even though there's all these holes, the neshama doesn't leave. The neshama should want to escape, so it's not even trapped in. It could just leave. What? Huh? It's just bringing out for a physical way for us to understand it. He's also medayik. It says, what are the two things? Lehiskayim means we wouldn't be able to be to survive, and lamoid, and to stand in front of you. What's lehiskayim? What's lamoid?
So to learn.
So he says, lehiskayim means we won't be able to live, but lamoid lefanecha, we won't be able to do our avodas Hashem. Part of what we're thanking Hashem for is that the body works so that we can do our avodas Hashem. Because we needed the body to work to do the avodas Hashem properly, right? 100%, right? So when the body's, so that's what we have to realize is that Hashem gives us enough tools that we have what we have, you know, and we have the ability to serve Hashem through the guf. That's the idea of the bracha. So
what are you asking? Is it bless you, Hashem, talking to you, who fashioned man with wisdom?
Why man? He also fashioned animals.
So the wisdom is not the wisdom that Hashem gave me in my brain.
No, it's not the wisdom.
My body be able to function properly.
Function properly and function properly with the shidduch of the neshama.
So I always learned this because of wisdom.
You're constantly thinking about, you know, because Hashem gave me a good brain, I can go do a good deal.
Right.
You know?
Another good deal.
You know. I never thought of this kasha before until today when I was preparing the shir. If the chokhmah is just about the physical guf, it was everything. It's a murdik. You bring out the point. It's the chokhmah of creating a guf that can hold a neshama together and create a mission for us to elevate the guf that we can use it now to for avodas Hashem. Okay, and then so there's a lot of inyanim that segulas that a person should say asher yotzer with kavana is that it's a big segula for a person to ma'arer their guf, ma'arer their ribono shel olam, to give them. It's an important bracha to say kavana for people that are struggling in this thing. But that's the shvach of this bracha. So the shvach of this bracha is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created with us a mission and we a guf and a neshama that we can use together to go elevate ourselves. And then immediately following that bracha, we say the bracha of Elokai Neshama, which is on page 18.
So some sederim say immediately afterwards.
That's where you're supposed to say it.
You are.
I'm not sure why.
I think your sederim.
I don't know why the article didn't put it, didn't do it that way. Check my one, the fancy, the red one, yeah. Now, Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi Tahirai is also this idea. Is that now that we've thanked Hashem about the guf, holding the neshama,
right,
but now let's focus the neshama itself. There you go. You're supposed to say them together. Mr. Brewer Paskins is supposed to say, okay, neshama together with Hashayata.
So why did Mason not do it this way?
I don't know why. It says some say, right?
That's why some, you're right then.
I don't know why some say, so I'll just put it there.
Sorry,
my friend.
So according to that Gersa, that would be every time you go to the restroom, you should
No. But in the morning, when you say Elokai Neshama, you should say it together with Hashayata. And the reason is because you notice Elokai Neshama doesn't have a baruch before it. It doesn't say the word baruch before. So there, where's the baruch? When's the last time you found a bracha which doesn't start with baruch? Teretz is because it's supposed to you. It's supposed to be next to the baruch over here.
Can not for the what comes after Neshama next dinner?
Elokai Neshama, and then you go to Birkas HaTorah. Or whatever you're going to say at that point. Yeah. Then Birkas HaTorah.
There is one. Ubnei Shalai doesn't have a book.
Yeah. So now, right, correct. Yeah. Now, in the bracha of Elokai Neshama, we go and we skip. So now we focus about the shidduch between the guf and the neshama. Then we talk about the neshama itself. Neshama shenasatavi tahirahi and the godless of the neshama. Except I'm not going to get involved in all the details there. That you created and put it in my guf. So you're going to give it back to me, Lasad Lavoi, inside my guf. So that's the connection there. Okay, that even Lasad Lavoi is going to come back to the guf, which is a reference to Tchias HaMeisim. Now, by the way, it's hard for us to understand the whole concept of neshama, but neshama is mamash and neshama is kavyachol, like a chelik from a kamimal. And in that chelik, we're all connected. All the neshamas of Klai is all connected. But even though all the neshamas are connected, but the individual neshama that each person has is their individual neshama. And no one else ever had it, and no one else will have it, and every person has their own particular mission to do with their neshama. So that's why you say Elokai. It's usually you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. He's speaking very general. Here you say Hashem specific Elokai, like you're my Hashem, and I have a personal relationship with you, and you gave me a personal neshama with a personal mission. It's very personal, this bracha, because you're talking about your neshama with your, and your neshama is everything. Right, it's your whole mission in life. It's your whole everything.
Gilgul is not going to have that same neshama.
I don't know about Gilgul, but even so, at that point that you get the neshama, you have that mission, a specific thing that you're supposed to be misakin, and that's the goal. Now, not the. Right, it means into the guf, but you're saying it's not really B, because B is really, there's no separation. I am the neshama. What? What's it referring to? Yeah, it's referring to Tchias HaMeisim. You're saying why are we talking about Tchias HaMeisim now? So here's
it.
What? Now, yeah, exactly. It's the same idea in terms of that. Now, Lemaisa, something very important to keep in mind. Someone asked me the other day a question, which it's a hard question to answer, even though the question seems very basic. which is that one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is the last one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is that a person has to believe in Tchias HaMeisim, and not only has to believe in Tchias HaMeisim, he has to believe in Tchias HaMeisim. It says it in the Torah. It says Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah. And the Shaila is what's the big deal? Let's say a person doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, but I do all the mitzvahs. I believe in Hashem. It's a nice thing. Tchias HaMeisim is geshmak. But what, why is that so fundamental to Yiddishkeit? If you don't believe in that, you're a koifer. You're like a guy. Right? So there's a similar kasha about Mashiach. Why do I have to believe in Mashiach? I'm a good guy. I do mitzvahs in this world. Well, I have to worry about the next world. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not getting involved in that now.
See, nothing. You don't ever think of the next world. You just do all the mitzvahs just for the sake of this world.
No, I'll do it for the schar v'inish. Somehow Hashem will give me the schar. But I don't know if this is Mashiach. I don't know about Mashiach. So the answer is Pashut. Rav Pinkus writes, and he explains, is because if a person just thinks of the ultimate matzah, the way we are now, they're missing their connection to Hashem, because we don't have the connection to Hashem that we're supposed to have it. So the word is that if a person thinks about Tchias HaMeisim, Mashiach is going to affect the way he lives now. So the reason why you have to have it is not because you have to believe in it only, but it's because you have to believe in it so that it will affect the way you behave now. You have to behave Mashiachic. You have to prepare yourself to understand this is not the way you're supposed to live now. This is not what it's all about. It's about a dveikus to Hashem that we can't imagine. So Tchias HaMeisim, to a certain extent, is the same thing. Tchias HaMeisim, not I believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is supposed to inspire us to remember that life is eternal.
The guy's asking you if he would be have all the memories. Guy slaps him every year with a belt. It reminds him to get closer to
Hashem. No, but that's the point. Get closer to what? You can't believe in, you can't understand what closeness to Hashem is in this world without Mashiach. So you're believing in a falsehood. You have to understand that there's something much more that we can get to that we have no musik. We have no musik. This is not what it's all about.
It helps to do avos Hashem with more.
Right.
More,
so it's about the hayved. Eslavos. So the same thing with Tchias HaMeisim. The idea that Tchias HaMeisim is to remember is that it's not just, okay, someday in the future I'm going to remember Tchias HaMeisim. That's also for sure 100% true. But it's also that the fact is that this is we're talking about Nitzchias. Everything a person does, the neshama that you're working on now is going to come back, and that's the neshama you're going to have. The Netzach Netzachim, it's going to come back into your guf, and it's going to be Netzach Netzachim. And the more a person purifies themselves in this world, the more glat that relationship is. Okay? And that's the Gemara says, is that a tzaddik, the taking the Malach HaMavis' job is like taking a hair out of a cup of milk. Smooth. But by Rasha, taking the Neshama out is like, you know, it's a different thing. The guf became so ruchni, that's like one thing. Right? So the idea is to remember this thing that we're in now is Netzach Netzachim. And that motivates a person to realize that I gotta perfect myself. I gotta do something with this because this is not going to be a temporary matzav. And even if I die, okay, listen, I'll chaper in this world. I'll chaper in. I have nothing to worry about. Right? That's what they used to say. Is that's the kasha. That Esav, when he came to Yaakov Avinu, he said, "I'm about to die. So give me, I'm about to die. So give me soup." So the Mefarshim ask, the Bali Musar ask, the Gemara says that if a person wants to be Yaskir Yamamisa, if a person wants to save himself from an Avera, one of the things he should do is be Yaskir Yamamisa. He should remember he's going to die. So, affect the Mefarshim. Here, Esav remembered that he was going to die. He was Yaskir Yamamisa. Right? He was Yaskir Yamamisa, and yet, he did that Avera anyway. Right? So, Zakhtam of Ali Moser, what's the point of Yaskir Yamamisa? To remember that you're going to die one day, and it's not about this world, it's about the next world. And Chaparayin, don't let the Yitzhar get the hold of you. But if all you care about is this world, then Yaskir Yamamisa is going to tell you, Fakir, Chaparayin, you're going to die soon. How many opportunities are you going to have Kishmaka soup? You better Chaparayin now. So, there, Yaskir Yamamisa is going to motivate you to Chaparayin more of this world. So, in other words, the idea is if you're living without the idea of Tchias Mesim, and everything's temporary, so you're not going to have that extra motivational factor. You got to go chaparai. Okay? So that's part of the kavana of Elokai Neshama, is that we have this Neshama and that we have a specific mission to accomplish with it. Okay? Clear? Yeah? Okay. Yeah? You got to work on it. You got
to
work on it.
It's not possible to reach the same with intellect without thinking this is the case. It's not possible.
It's not possible to reach the full level because you're going to lack that understanding that really what I'm working on is developing my guf in a way that it's always going to shtim with my neshama. It's never going to pull me away from the neshama. Right? Okay. Now, with this in mind, we continue into the Birkas HaShachar. Now, the Birkas HaShachar, Imam Hashem, Murdik HaZach. And this, I hold. We started working on this one time way back when. But the Birkas HaShachar, I hold, is that, I think, is a way for us to more and more appreciate that which Hashem does for us. Because every day Hashem does for us things, and we have to appreciate what Hashem does for us. And the Birkas HaShachar is such a great tool for that, because it goes through every single one of the chasadim that Hashem does, and we have an opportunity to thank Hashem for it. And we start off the day with this, it's Kavaldik. Okay? But before we start off the day with thanking Hashem with all for everything, there are four brachas that we say that don't seem to fit into that. Okay, everything else, I thank Hashem for my shoes, I thank Hashem for my being able to walk, for my ability to see, for my ability to think, for my ability to do everything. All of a sudden we start with four brachas that seem out of context. Okay? The first four. So the first one is, Ashenosan lasech vivina, lahavchin binyoy muvein laila. Now, there's a question amongst the mafarshim how to translate lasech vi. What do you hold? You don't want to side with anyone, Shita. You want to leave it open.
I have a third opinion.
So lasechvi is a machlokes. Does it mean to the chicken, the rooster? That Hashem gives the rooster das to know the difference between day and night, and when it starts being a little bit of day, it starts crowing. So it starts crowing when it starts hearing the day. So that's one shot, which is kind of a strange shot, because that's I'm about to start off my day. Givaldik Abrachas, Ribbonai Shalaylam. I have to thank you for some of the great things in this world, that chickens know the difference between night and day. Well, it's a strange bracha. I mean, no? It's a little odd. I never understood exactly.
Maybe chickens wake some people up.
Okay, good. So nowadays we should really make it about alarm clocks. Okay. So.
Thank you for the iPhone.
And the other one is. The other pshat is what the article translates. Ashenosan lasechvi. Lasechvi is a das of a person. The person knows the difference between day and night. Okay. Now, what's the connection between these two pshatim? And what are you really saying? Okay. So Rav Schwab over here asks a very interesting kasha. He asks these kashas that are like, once you ask the kasha, you don't know why you never asked this kasha before. You know? It's so obvious. It's like, what's going on? He says that l'chaira, why don't we make the same bracha that we know the difference between the end of the night, the end of the day, and the beginning of the night? Make a bracha that we could tell the difference between the end of the night and the beginning of the day, when the day starts. Why don't we make the same bracha that we know the end of the day to the beginning of the night? So he says, well, I'll tell you why, because chickens don't crow then. Right? But hagufa kasha. So why is the Ribbono Shel Olam making the bria that the chicken crows in the morning and not in the night? If the chicken's crowing at all sorts of different times when the climates are changing, so the chicken should crow when it's the night, the day is ending and the night is starting. Right? This whole bracha is about the fact that Hashem created a zab barrier in the world like a chicken, that Hashem, you made a chicken in the world to know the difference. So you should have also made the chicken know the difference then. So it's so gishmak akasha. Right? So Zakta Shav Mamish Peladik Pshat, and it connects to everything we're saying. the idea of this bracha is that avada, it's referring to the person and the chicken. It's the same thing. It's one and the same. The idea is that the Rebbeinu Shlom created in the Bria a metzias that a person feels the day is about to start. Why is that important? In the Bria exists the metzias that the day is about to start because we're supposed to be nesoira to the fact that now the day is starting, we have a mission to accomplish. Today's mission is starting now. And Hashem gave us the ability to feel that eschachus in the morning. Today's a new day. Now get moving. You have a new mission to accomplish right now. And the fact that the chicken crows, Hashem put that in the Bria to be a simen, that if the chicken understands this, then we better get a move on. If the chicken doesn't know when the day's over, who cares? Day's over, you accomplished, you didn't accomplish, I'm excited about the night. The night is the time to relax, go to sleep, and start your next day tomorrow. The day is when, the day is when, back then, there's no lights, so no one did anything at night, except for learn, you know. But the main thing is the day. So that's the idea. The idea is that the day Hakadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria a feeling that the day is about to start, so that we could feel nesoir and energized to get moving and start a new day and use all of our koiches towards accomplishing our mission for that day. So, therefore, Asher Yatzeh, Elokei Neshama, and this first bracha are all one thing. The idea is Hashem put a neshama and a guf together, and we have to elevate the guf, and we have a personal neshama Elokei. Neshama Shanasatabi. We have a personal neshama that's our neshama that gives us our mission. And Hashem created in the Bria different things that will help us accomplish our mission and be nisoyer to our mission. One of them is the chicken. Is that Hashem put in the Bria the chicken to crow in the morning to remind us now the day is starting. You have a new day ahead of you. Today has a new mission with your neshama and a new day, and now get moving.
Chicken's the only animal that knows them in day and night.
It notices already by Alois HaShachar that you can't tell. In the color of the sky, it's so slight that it's impossible to tell the difference with the naked eye. When Alois HaShachar starts, but the chicken can tell that difference in its metzias. And once the sun goes above the horizon a little bit,
but just the chicken, I guess.
Right. Even you can't tell. You can only tell.
I can't tell.
Without a watch, you wouldn't be able to. Without a watch, it would be impossible to tell. Mishiyaker is later. Mishiyaker already you could tell, but there's Alois HaShachar, you can't tell the difference. But the chicken can tell. It's the metzias of the chicken that it could tell. Right?
So we have the same.
If you come to morning coil, you'll be able to hear chickens going in the morning when it's still Alois HaShachar.
Someone has chickens around there.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Who has chickens around there?
I don't know.
Is there a Benjamin show?
Yeah, walk into Rabbi Shul and hear chickens.
If you ask Haitian,
Well, it's pretty, right? But
near you should hear it in the morning.
Yeah, but if you hear it, then you gotta realize this bracha, buddy.
It's basically straw. There you go.
All over.
Yeah, you hear them.
It's an amazing thing, right?
I'm going to sleep over here.
I mean, it's not a coincidence. It's built into the Bria.
No, the chicken shit you hear is chickens too.
It's built into the Bria that Hashem made this koyach in the Bria to remind us the day starting. Zokt of Schwab, that's the connection with the next three brachas. The next three brachas are different than all the rest. All the rest talk about the things that Hashem did for us. All right, Hashem gives us these chasadim, etc. But these three brachas are different. Shalai Asani Goy, Shalai Asani Oved, Shalai Asani Isha. And what we're saying is that Hashem didn't make us a Goy or an Eved or an Isha. Now, why don't we say Shasani Yisro? Why do we say in the negative? Right? So, I don't know if this is what you mean, but there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the machlokes between Bisham and Bishol. Was it better for a person had never been created? Or better for a person created, what would have been better? So the Gemara says, "Noich le'ladum shaloi nivra." Achshav shenivra yishaf ashish b'maisav. It would have been better had a person never been created before. But if you now that he's created, he's got to get moving. So what does that mean? It would have been never better for him ever to be created. It means is that in terms of the closest that the neshama could accomplish to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the neshama could have been closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam if it would have just stayed where it is. But now, by being created, it's put in a sign that the neshama could end up being further away. But and now that now that you were created, you have a mission to accomplish. So you didn't want to say Shasani Yisrael, because you can't thank Hashem for creating you, because really it would have been better not being created. But if now I'm created not as a guy. What are we saying with that? We're saying that every person has their mission. But I have the ability to do, I have a different mission than that person, and I'm happy with my mission. And that I have mitzvahs to accomplish to do my mission. And I have more mitzvahs than anybody else has in the whole entire world. My mission is through doing so many more mitzvahs than anyone else. That Goy and Evan and the Isha. Isha has less mitzvahs than a man. Now, when we say Shasani Kirtzoinai, that a woman says Shasani Kirtzoinai, that means that she's built with the Rotzen Hashem of those mitzvahs built in. So she already has those mitzvahs built in. But we, fakir, but we're not talking about the madrega of the person. We're talking about the mission of the person. These brachas are coming to shtalvek the mission of the person. And I have a mission to accomplish with these mitzvahs that I have. And that's what you're thanking Hashem for. So we're thanking Hashem for the whole thing as one build up. Asher Yatzar, HaKadosh Baruch, you created a guf and a neshama. And you created me with my own personal neshama for my own personal mission to elevate the guf and to do my thing. And you gave me the tools in the bria to be nisara to do that mission. Right? That the chicken crows in the morning to remind me there's a new day. And you gave me, Baruch Hashem, the opportunity to accomplish my mission through the mitzvahs that I have and no one else has. Only I have these mitzvahs. And through those mitzvahs I can accomplish my mission. That's the hakadamah to the whole day. These brachas. It's a beautiful mahalach in Shtelingvek the Shtelingvek the day is that you're moving forward, and making that statement to Rabbi Shalom, I'm here to do the mission. Now you gave me the mission and thank you for the opportunity to do it. And then after that it goes into being Meshabeach Hashem, which we'll learn next week in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay.